From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump postpones a rally in Chicago after hundreds of protesters threatened to disrupt it. The rally was to have been held at the University of Illinois at Chicago Friday night, but hundreds of protesters massed in front and inside the university's pavilion building. A campaign spokesman said the rally was postponed for safety reasons.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and, after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace.
The billionaire Republican candidate had been scheduled to speak before an audience estimated at between 5 and 7,000 people. Protesters had infiltrated the event, and supporters waited for Trump to speak, but scuffles broke out. Trump rallies have gotten increasingly contentious in recent days. Earlier Friday, protesters clashed with Trump supporters in St. Louis at the Peabody Opera House. The Republican frontrunner was interrupted 8 times by protesters, who were removed by security, to catcalls and cheers from the audience. President Barack Obama is asking technology leaders and enthusiasts to use new tools and new ideas to help the government overcome what he called big problems. Speaking at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, Mr. Obama said that innovative people and companies can help make life better for everyone. Obama's appearance at the annual festival, which is a mecca for innovators and startup operations, is the first time a sitting president has delivered the festival's keynote address. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office says South Sudan's government has operated a scorched earth policy of raping and killing civilians and destroying their villages as it fights the country's civil war. A new report released Friday says all parties in the conflict have committed serious and systematic violence against civilians. However, it says state actors bore the greatest responsibility during 2015 as opposition forces grew weaker. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the UN Commissioner for Human Rights.
When, you know, one group captures another group's town, destroy three-quarters sometimes or more of the buildings, and, you know, what appears to be a sort of concerted effort to sort of, you know, employ a scorched earth policy so they don't come back.
The civil war between the government and rebels led by former Vice President Riek Machar has killed tens of thousands and forced more than 2 million people from their homes. The United States has condemned the Syrian government for hampering deliveries of humanitarian aid and for airstrikes that have reportedly hit civilians. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Friday the Syrian regime was guilty of an ongoing practice of removing badly needed medical supplies from emergency humanitarian aid deliveries. The strongly worded condemnation from the State Department comes as the UN's Syria envoy plans to resume substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition in Geneva Monday. The first round of proximity talks broke off in early February, partly due to opposition complaints that the Syrian and Russian governments were bombing Syrian rebels instead of the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. Dignitaries from the world of politics, journalism, and entertainment gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Friday for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, First Lady Michelle Obama, former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, and members of presidential families stretching back to the Kennedy administration attended. Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, recalled a vacation on the California coast that illustrated how Ronald and Nancy Reagan felt about each other.
There was so much vastness around them, the blue Pacific, the orange and pink sky, miles of white sand. And then there was the circle of their own private world, as clear as if it had been traced around them, indestructible, impenetrable. An island for two.
Nancy Reagan died Sunday at the age of 94. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
VOA.
Azul, si consigo tenerte mi corazón
para siempre y mostrarte ante este mundo mi cariño. Ay, para siempre. Ay, mi cariño. Ay, para siempre. Sonita. Ay, mi cariño.
Listening to the African Music Mix, right here on the Voice of America.
always at the tip of your finger.
VOA News is always at the tip of your finger, 24/7. Visit our website, voaafrica.com, for the latest up-to-the-minute news.
voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com, your trusted source for news and information.
Lost today. Some say the future is dark and gray. Not us, not here. We do not fear. We are beautiful. See us beautiful.
Santana.
We will love.
To Zika.
We will grow.
Heating up the nights and cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Alors tout le monde va travailler dans la paix. On va s'agaciter. Calais.
The music, all the music, non-stop on African Music Mix.
Ami yo, yeah. Ami, ah. La raison du plus fort
est toujours la meilleure.
Nous allons montrer tout à l'heure. Allez, DJ, Angata Sisa.
Ataki uno tata we paka mshikaji apaga we tingisha poto mama we paka kizemba chacha we ataki uno tata we paka mshikaji apaga we tingisha poto mama we paka kizemba chacha we klabu zuri mase bije mkali bije
Sana disco, move manyo se sabako se oyo. Na otozo me la biloko ya talo. Talandenge basi bazolu la biso.
For a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
There is no tastier recipe around. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Thank you.
Fingers do the working and your email does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix is one word at voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Thank you. There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Allo, the telephone, nala, onambulu, la boigne, chibida gimbo, sabuligonde patalioli. Chindisoko, kanjoka, nagamo, deshtu, kumeo gari longe, vipona mpoko. Kanda viene la molinga kwenda lolo nambi menda lila ndaye vatika moko wa pavoyo linganda sikulo lika wange nambi ya diu yange gome kanda ilika kusete mbunda tambu ili kanda viene la molinga kwenda lolo nambi menda lila ndaye vatika moko wa pavoyo linganda sikulo lika wange biya diu yange gome kanda ilika Ugalili, jibobya uganjigisha kume Jibobya uganjigisha nyo efeke na efeke
Ikesi ndo zilongewa
Kolofeka mi
Kolofeka mi okupanda
Efeke na efeke
Ikesi ndo zilongewa Kolofeka mi okupanda
Dambe ya lio basa soyo si Pange wange andika wafetele Bandiri ya bombwe lolo na mamai Nunga ya la suele la kawa kotoka Mayu sabiri kwa kuti konjunyo ndondi ya re Dande ya lio basa soyo sikwete Kupange wange andika wafetele Bandiri ya bombwe lolo na no Eyo si ayula e kanduria senela Mayu sabwiri kwa kuti Junyo ndondia Ugaliri Jibobya uganjigisha kome Jibobya uganjigise ngo Efeke na efeke
Efeke ndo nizilongewa
Kolofeka
Kolofeka vio kukwanda
Efeke na efeke
Efeke ndo nizilongewa Malavali, amebwejo kukuka mwe Ikandanda tanga onjo yetu ya tekapo Atenya ajo te wabongolo lito Bembwa yeyo vina vizili tongolo kama imbongela Tua limola okazi lombalungu Kwejario malavali, amebwejo kukuka mwe Ugaliri, kibobya uganjikisha kome Jibobya uganjigise ngo efeke na efeke Efeke ndo nizilongewa
Kolofeka
Kolofeka vio kukwanda
Efeke na efeke
Efeke ndo nizilongewa Kolofeka vio kukwanda
Efeke na efeke
Efeke ndo nizilongewa
Kolofeka
Kolofeka vio kukwanda
Efeke
Bringing you near what you long to hear. The Africa Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Yeah.